Well, it's been an amazing time up here at Treetops, and you can have your own amazing time here because they're open for business. You go to 1-888-TREETOPS. I mean, you call 1-888-TREETOPS or treetops.com and find out what they've got planned for the rest of the summer and spectacular plans for the fall as well. This is the place to be, and the guy in charge of it all is the general manager of Treetops, Barry Owens, who is probably a little tired today from a lot of hectic, hard work leading up to a tremendously successful event yesterday.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Things couldn't have went better. It just all worked out. The weather cooperated perfectly too. So it was a special day. And it's so funny, we have, you know, all that excitement and energy. And you know, I walk in here this morning, and I see some golfers walking in here that have that same energy and excitement. And
you don't have to have Lee Trevino around to have the excitement at Treetops. And Ann and I and Tony, our engineer, we're looking around. We're going, geez, we thought yesterday was the big day. And there are 50 golf carts lined up out here, which means there's a group coming. And we learned earlier from Kevin, it's a group that comes up every year. That's a big group, 50 people.
It is, yeah. It's
or more than 50 if it's 50 golf carts.
Yeah, close to 100. But it is. It's just that time of year. I mean, we anticipate it to be that way, and we need it to be that way. And but it is. You know, for all these people, you know, every day is an event at Treetop, so it's a lot of fun.
Well, and you and Kevin work very hard. You've given so much credit to Kevin coming up with the idea. We were told by Kevin, so you got to go along with this, Barry, that today is the actual day, July 30th, 20 years ago, that hole-in-one took place.
I will, I concur. I've given up.
You're a smart man.
We're on air. I can't back up
we had this, I don't want to say argument, we had this discussion last night at dinner about when it actually took place. So we're going with what Kevin said. It was July 30th. Be that as it may, you had a lot of people here yesterday, very supportive of the event, remembering that 20th anniversary, celebrating it, and a whole bunch of very happy people that woke up today or will be waking up today and saying, geez, I played golf with Lee Trevino.
Yep.
Not a lot of people can say that if they aren't on the tour.
No, and it's so funny. He's, you know, such a good player in his career, you know, wins six majors and all those things, but I think he's even a better human being, and just, you know, how he connects with people and how he touches everybody. And he's so funny. At one point, I was waiting for him to say something like, you know, I'm going to be here all week. You know,
try the veal. Try the veal. I'll tell you what. In the parlance of the Olympics, he is a gold medal winner without question. In terms of the golf goes without saying, but in terms of public relations and interacting with people and loving the game of golf, he can't help but give tips to everybody, and they're excellent tips. And basically everybody got a lesson on hole number 7, the hole that he got the hole in one at. And Kevin was telling us earlier that Kevin tried to recreate everything on that hole so that it would be kind of fun for Lee Trevino to come back to it. And Lee lines up his ball and goes, the pin is about a foot over from where it was 20 years ago.
Right.
It always amazes me how you golfers, because I include you in on that because you're a great golfer too, but you guys remember the holes and you remember, it was a dog leg left, and it was, you know, I'm going, I can't remember the hole I just came off of.
I think we remember it selectively, too, to our advantage often.
Maybe that's why I don't remember any of them selectively to my advantage. But you still have a lot going on. It was a great event yesterday. That was yesterday. Let's talk about today and this day forward.
Yeah, it's, you know, we kind of roll into, you know, personally my favorite part of the year as we, you know, I don't even like to say as summer winds down because we're not there yet.
I don't like those terms.
Right. But as we transition into the fall season, it's, you know, we have a lot of different events coming up. We have our Patriot Day event that raises money for the Folds of Honor Foundation. We have our Fall Charity Classic, which is, you know, been called the largest charitable golf event in the United States as far as number of players. 420 players over 3 days, and And it's that's done right at the beginning of October. So lots of good stuff. And then, you know, it's funny, in a bunch of us are already looking at this winter.
Well, and, you are certainly. Yeah. You have to.
And it's really neat, you know, through our ownership group and stuff, we've made a big commitment to double our snowmaking capacity. You know, it's snowmaking becomes more and more important, you know, as we have some uncertainty with, you know, weather conditions and stuff like that. So for the people that love to ski here and stuff, it's, we haven't even released that at all yet. So we, here we are on your show today, Paul.
Breaking Dillon. News, more snowmaking equipment at Treetops Resort. Yeah. Well, I actually saw some of your snowmaking equipment out in the snowmaking equipment field.
Yes, yes.
So I'm lined up.
Yep.
And I looked the other way. I turned to look the other way right away because I'm not ready for you to start making snow.
We aren't either. That's okay. We aren't either. But we're ready to make sure it's ready to make snow when that's that time.
That's your job. You have to do it. Right. Well, that's exciting. Everything has gone extremely well with this event that took a lot of planning, 20 years in the making. And we look forward to the next anniversary, if you will. And Lee Trevino said it again and again. And I know that this is something that's important to all of us, those of us who love Michigan, and there are plenty of us. But Dave Lorenz especially loved hearing him say, you know what? This is one of the greatest states in the country for golf. I love Michigan golf. And that's a fact. He didn't have to say that.
No, he did not at all. It was so much fun, too. You know, I had some one-on-one time with him. When,
oh, you
quote,
got
unquote,
to drive him around in the car,
yeah,
which
and when the, cool. When the cameras were down or whatever. And he's the same way. I mean, upbeat, positive, and stuff. So it was excellent.
That's the way we will remember him forever.